Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. We're going to be taking a couple months off as we prepare for our upcoming season. Enjoy this episode nugget from our archives and visit our website for the full story.
You can also join us on Patreon for exclusive content not found in our regular podcast feed. Hey everyone, it's Elliot.
And Todd. Welcome to Two Designers Walk Into a Bar, an ongoing conversation about pop culture and iconic design. So Elliot, I was looking at Wikipedia.
As you often do.
Yeah, and I noticed an interesting event that happened this week back in 1935.
1935. Okay. That was between the wars, and so that was during the Depression and Prohibition.
All right, you're already overthinking it.
Okay, I'm stumped. Hit me.
Okay. The USS Macon, one of the two largest helium-filled airships ever created, crashed into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California and sank.
Wow. Okay, so why are you telling me this?
Don't you remember our episode on company icons? You discussed one of your favorites, and now one of my favorites, the Goodyear blimp.
Oh, yeah. The drinks must have been plentiful that night. Let's go back and listen to some of that story. I'm interested all over again.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Yep, so I grew up near Akron, of course, where Goodyear's headquarters is, still is there now, and where there's always been a blimp ever since Goodyear started with the marketing idea of the blimp in the 20s. Yeah, sort of like right on the heels of the birth of aviation. Yep, I am among the things I wanted to be. I wanted to be a pilot. And when I was little, I was actually in a mentorship program when I was 8 or 9. And the gal who was a private pilot, she had like a Cessna or a Piper or, you know, just one of these little planes. She actually, okay, for all the millennials out there, there was a time before the internet when if you wanted to correspond with someone, you either had to pick up the phone and actually call them or you had to write a letter. And I'm not sure which this woman did, but believe it or not, the blimp pilots got back to her and said, yeah, you know, if you want to bring this kid and you want to come down and visit us, come on down and we'll take you up in the blimp. So it turned out it was too windy the day I was there. And we're going to post some movies about this on our episode page because they explain like what the conditions are for getting a blimp up in the sky and that sort of thing. But it was too windy that day, unfortunately, to ride the blimp. But I got to meet the pilots. I got to stand next to it. I'm sure my parents have a Polaroid of me, you know, somewhere at home with this. I should ask them to dig it up. And if I can find it, we can post it. Growing up in the 70s, growing up in the 80s, the blimp over the years has changed its look. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But the blimp to me was always gray. And then the fins on the back were red and blue, red, white, and blue. Kind of goes back to our 1976 podcast. This was the time when the country was red, white, and blue, you know?
Right,
and
right.
And the blimp being a symbol of the U.S. and industry, American industry, was certainly no exception to that. And before we get more into this, one of the quirkiest things, and this is still even true today with the current blimp design, one of the things that I always loved about it is it always had just one wheel for the landing gear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's so weird.
Yeah, because it's under the gondola, right? So, I mean, that's the only part that would touch the ground. It's a big balloon with this little thing with people hanging under it. So all you need is one wheel. And obviously weight is an issue, but anybody is going to know how to make a blimp tire. It's going to be Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, I would imagine. Not sure what the street price is of a blimp tire. I'll have to go look that up.
Yeah. Do you think it was actually a Goodyear tire, or do you think they had to get one from, you know, like Bridgestone?
They had to go across town and get a Firestone tire.
Get a Firestone tire. Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh my gosh, we're fresh out of blimp tires today.
Yeah. Call it Vinny over at Firestone and get us a white wall blimp tire. So the name, right? Blimp is pretty quirky. Now, I do remember this word. So on December 5th, 1915, during World War I, British commander A.D. Cunningham of the Royal Navy was in France, and he was inspecting a fleet of non-rigid airships. That's what they were called. Mm-hmm. And he tapped one of the balloons with his finger, and he sort of heard this resonant sort of sound, you know, this blimp kind of flicking a giant balloon. And the name just stuck. So it was total onomatopoeia. And after that, people just started referring to it as a blimp. And also because blimp rolls off the tongue much better than non-rigid airship.
Non-rigid airship.
So, okay, well, that's all fine and good. But how does Goodyear figure into this, right? So we've already talked about Goodyear. At the time, I believe it was the largest rubber company in the world. It may still be today. I don't remember off the top of my head. If not, it certainly is one of the largest rubber companies in the world. And they began building blimps for the military as the U.S. entered World War I. But...
okay, so hold on.
Yes.
So blimps are actually made of rubber. They're like rubber skins over a bunch of balloons.
A handful of balloons. Yeah. So it's pretty thick rubber, and then it's painted. So you think about a blimp kind of being like a flat silver sort of color. That's a paint that is sprayed on there and applied to it and everything like that. I'm sure originally, in addition to like waterproofing and protection, it was camouflage. You put it up in the sky, it's fairly gray. It's not going to be as noticeable.
Right.
So these blimps are being made. Goodyear's cranking out these blimps. But also around this time, you got to keep in mind, the Wright brothers wasn't that long ago. It was about a decade and a half before World War One. I mean, it's astonishing think about
this, right?
World War One is called the first modern war. And it's the first war, certainly, where aviation played a part, right? So all these things are happening. And then, of course, the war ends. But all of these pilots, you know, it almost goes back to what we were talking about with street culture, when you had all these ex-military folks who came back after World War II and they were still tinkerers and they were working on their cars and all these sorts of things. Well, you had all these flyboys who came back. So what were they doing? They still wanted to fly a plane. You didn't really have commercial air travel. Think about like Charles Lindbergh and all these sorts of folks, all these things that were happening in the 20s. Wing walking, barnstorming, all of this stuff that's happening. And Goodyear recognized this. They're looking around. They had made these blimps for the military, and a guy named Mickey Whitman, who worked for Goodyear, saw marketing potential, as he should. So the first Goodyear blimp, the Pilgrim, was launched in 1925. And I know you're probably thinking John Wayne named it, but that is not, in fact, the case. The blimps were always named after the winners of the America's Cup yacht race.
What?
So that's where that came
from.
Yeah, it's crazy. So now, today, currently, the blimps are called Wingfoot, like Wingfoot 1, Wingfoot 2, which...
yeah, like the Mercury symbol, their logo symbol.
Exactly. And the blimps now are blimps really in name only, because beginning in 2014, Goodyear actually stopped making their own blimps, and they started working with the Zeppelin company. So the blimps are a little bit bigger now. The gondola, rather than being centered underneath, is forced forward, and it's actually now semi-rigid. The blimps you see today that are blue and yellow and much more sort of sleek and contemporary looking, they're actually kind of like cheating the whole blimp idea. But because Goodyear is known for the blimp, it's just, it's always going to be a blimp.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell a friend, leave a review on your platform of choice, and subscribe so you don't miss a thing.
We're always here for you at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
Bonjour. This is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. I'm Andrew Pryor, and every week I bring you the wonderful and fabulous people involved in French food, whether they're here in France like me or from around the world. Enchanté. Each week, we dive into a specific topic, be it a French dish, an ingredient, or a French cuisine cooking technique. My guests are all about French food. So come join me on Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. Bon app.
Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.